As hospitals try to make room for an anticipated wave of COVID-19 patients in the coming weeks, some parts of their operations have become eerily empty. WXXI's Brett Dahlberg reports on the Pediatric Emergency Department at Golisano Children's Hospital.
I can't actually go to the pediatric emergency room. I'm an adult, and we're in the middle of a pandemic. So I had a doctor there send me this recording. Elizabeth Murray is a pediatric emergency medicine doctor at the Children's Hospital. She says this is not normally what you would hear.
Normally, all the patient rooms are full, and there's lots of activity, and there's doctors from other services coming in, and people delivering equipment and moving things around, and, you know, people getting checked in. And so you can hear people at triage being checked in. The ambulance might bring in a person to our secondary triage. Instead, I heard stillness. It was a sense of being still. And emergency departments are not normally still.
Murray says the emergency room is still there for true emergencies, but she says its emptiness is a sign that parents are following the guidance from public officials to stay home and call their doctor or the county health department with any concerns. Murray says that's an important way to slow the spread of COVID-19 and free up hospital space for treating the disease. Brett Dahlberg, WXXI News.